Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is truly honored to be your host and your producer. We're getting ready to talk about something that is very, very vital to our vitality, and that is getting our proper sleep. I'm going to share some information with you today, courtesy of National Sleep Foundation. They have some experts there who really, really help us not only get an understanding of why sleep is so important, but they help us understand how to get our proper sleep for real. So we're going to take a look at that. There are going to be some videos that I'm going to want you to hear. In fact, I'm going to start out with some videos. Well, with the first video momentarily. But I do also want to let you know that we will be taking a look at sleep a couple of times this week. Of course, today being the first day. And then again on Saturday, ever loving Saturday, as the Carpenters used to sing it. Through the course of the discussion today and Saturday, we're going to focus on a few age groups and share some information specific to each of those age groups. Which age groups do you think we're going to focus on this time? Today, Wednesday. Well, that's going to be coming up. But before we begin to look into this, with regards to what I have before me, I would really like to start with one of the videos that really helps us understand. I think it's really going to help us gain or develop, because I'm sure a lot of us really appreciate the importance of sleep. We may not be getting our proper sleep, but I think that whether it's because we just understand, and just based on our understanding of the importance of sleep, many of us value sleep. Others of us may value it because of the lack of sleep. And we know how we feel when we go day after day, week after week, month after month. And for many people, year after year after year after year, year in and year out, not getting enough sleep. We realize it really is important. So the first thing I want us to do is hear what the experts have to say about how sleep affects brain function. So here we go.
Most people think of sleep as a time of rest and quiet. And for your body, that's true. But for your mind, it's a whole different story. I'm Lauren Hale from the National Sleep Foundation. We know that when we sleep, our heart rate slows down, our blood pressure dips, and even our body temperature lowers a bit. That's because our body is at rest, and sometimes even motionless. But when we sleep, our brain is actually very active. Now, we aren't exactly sure what's happening up there, but we think that the brain uses sleep to strengthen or build new pathways between cells. And sleep may be a time when the brain cleans itself. That helps our ability to learn and remember. Strong cell pathways in the brain also help us concentrate and even react to situations around us. So when we're sleep deprived, our thinking process can be slowed down and our ability to make good decisions and have a clear understanding is compromised. That can lead to confusion and in some cases, an increase in risky behaviors. Again, because sleepy brains don't make the best decisions. One of those bad decisions might be driving when you're sleep deprived. Researchers tested people who were sleep deprived in a driving simulator. Those sleepy people actually drove as poorly as the people who had too much to drink. That's because alcohol and lack of sleep both slow reaction times, and that's especially dangerous behind the wheel. But sleep isn't just important for thinking, deciding, and reacting. Sleep also affects our mood. People who consistently miss out on sleep are at a greater risk of developing depression. So, what can you do to feel and perform at your very best? Create good sleep habits, get the recommended amount of sleep for your age, and talk to your doctor if you think you have a sleep disorder. For more information on sleep health, visit sleep.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, what thoughts came to your mind when you heard Dr. Hale say, that sleep, I'm driving rather, driving while sleep deprived brings about the same results as driving while intoxicated. You had some alcohol infused into your body and it slows down reaction time so that you're approaching a situation where maybe you're about to run into the back of someone. Maybe someone is about to run out in front of you, drive out, pull out in front of you. Maybe they're running a stop sign. And they're about to pull right in front of you. That's bad. But maybe, just maybe, the situation can be either avoided altogether or the impact of it lessened, the severity of it lessened, if your reaction time is at its peak. And one of the ways to help have our reaction time at its peak is to have our brains fully alive, alert. And the way to have our brains fully alive and alert, fully alert, is to be regularly getting our proper sleep. Driving while sleep deprived brings about some of the same problems as driving while intoxicated. What about the depression connection? Did that grab your attention? That regularly losing sleep can lead to depression. And remember now, depression is not the same as these occasional bouts of sadness. There are circumstances in our lives that are just bringing us down. Maybe we're having a difficult time in a relationship. Maybe there's something going on at work. And from time to time, we find ourselves saddened by the circumstances. That's not depression. This is not a clinical definition of depression, but depression is more like a deep, intense sadness that is there all the time, even when we're laughing. That deep, intense sadness is there. And it can wear us out emotionally. It's not often that sadness will wear people out emotionally and drain them emotionally. It's not at all uncommon for depression to drain people. And some of you have heard some of my guests who have experienced depression talk about how there have been times when the depression was so bad that they literally could not get out of bed. They did not have the emotional or mental energy to get out of bed, literally. Sadness won't do that to you. Depression can. Can you imagine being deprived of sleep long enough that it takes you into a state of depression? Sleep is important, important, important. Es muy importante. Well, the National Sleep Foundation published the conclusions of its Drowsy Driving Consensus Panel in the June 2016 online edition of its award-winning journal, Sleep Health. That publication marks the first scientific expert consensus determination that it is unsafe to operate a motor vehicle when sleep deprived. This is what the panel concluded, that individuals who have slept less than 2 hours in the prior 24 hours are too sleep deprived to get behind the wheel of a vehicle. Members of the National Sleep Foundation convened expert panel further agreed that most healthy drivers would likely be impaired with only 3 to 5 hours of sleep during the prior 24 hours. So you notice something there that we need to take note of. It's not just a matter of going for months and months without getting our proper sleep. A person could have been getting their proper sleep for the past several months, but in the past 24 hours, only have gotten 2 to 5 hours of sleep. And just from that one time period of sleep deprivation, they could be impaired when it comes to driving. The National Sleep Foundation Drowsy Driving Consensus Statement gives public policymakers a clear direction on when vehicle operators should be considered too sleep-deprived to drive and are therefore impaired, according to David Cloud, who's CEO of the National Sleep Foundation. They believe that that simple definition for drowsy driving will serve as a powerful tool to help policymakers create safer roads and drivers to make sound decisions. I still think about the young man who played basketball at USC Aiken. I guess this was about 3 or 4 years ago, thereabouts. USC Aiken had just completed one of their, this is the basketball team, had just completed a conference, and it was during the holidays. And this young man lived, I think, in Pennsylvania. He lived several states away, and I don't remember exactly which state, but I think it was Pennsylvania. And he had finished doing what he was going to be doing here, and he wanted to drive on home. He wanted to get on the road so he could get home to his family and began to celebrate the holidays with them. I think it was Thanksgiving holiday that was going to be celebrated. It was either Thanksgiving or Christmas holiday. Well, his body was tired, and he was sleep deprived. And while he was driving on his way home, he fell asleep at the wheel. And the ensuing crash led to his death. And I bring that up because it's so important for us to think about the family members and others who love us, who would be devastated by our death. Even if that death were caused by a single person automobile accident. Even if that automobile accident was the result of sleep deprivation, someone having fallen asleep at the wheel due to sleep deprivation. I mention that because I really do want us to be thinking about our loved ones when we decide to take these risks, knowing that we haven't gotten enough sleep. And so often, you know, we can so easily convince ourselves that I'm going to be all right. Yes, I'm a little tired, but I feel okay. I'll make it. It's just an 8-hour drive. It's just a 12-hour drive. It's just a 3-hour drive. I'll be all right. I can make it. I'm going to go ahead and hit the road. And there may be people saying to us, no, you, why don't you get some sleep? Sleep overnight and get back on the road first thing in the morning. No, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. And sometimes we are all right. Sometimes we do that and we make it. It may happen several times. And each time we make it. But what about that one time when we don't make it? It is so much better to increase the chances that we will make it to our destination in one piece and be able to enjoy that time with the family. Even if it's not a matter of going home for the holidays, even if it's just a matter of going from point A to point B for whatever the reason, whether it's a job interview, whether it's for whatever reason, and then we'll get on back home, get our proper rest, get our proper sleep, take the trip, come on back home. So much better to spend, if it's a holiday situation, even if you end up spending 12 fewer hours, even 18 fewer hours with family than you'd like to spend. But you do spend the hours that you do spend because you arrive alive, safely and soundly. Spending 29 hours, 37 hours is a whole lot better than spending 0 hours. I know spending 44 hours can be a whole lot better than spending 36 hours. But spending 36 hours is better than spending no hours. And then the pain that the family's experiencing. They're not even able to enjoy the holiday season now because of the circumstances. Now, let's get our sleep. I'll be right back.